Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Knocking out interviews after interviews. Nothing less than greatness. You know what I'm saying? That's been on my show. Hey, and this next interviewer, shit, hey, nothing less than great. You feel me? Buddy Epic, been on the ground for a minute, doing the music shit, killing shit. You feel me? My nigga Omar was cracking, my dude.
What's good? You know what it is. Best show out right now. You got it?
Yeah, already. Good looking, man. Where do you want to start at, man? You got so much music popping off, bro. Man.
Man. Yeah, no doubt, man. I've been doing music since 1997, man. I had a little hiatus, got locked up for a little bit, but now I'm back on the grind. I just released a single called Back Alive. It's with T. Clark and Untouchable One. Untouchable One's in the outfit with me. T. Clark, another 219 artist from out here through the hoop with the beat. So, you know, we had released that single. A little bit before that, I released a video, music video called Resilience. It's on Capital O Entertainment on YouTube. You know, went back to the crib, you know, went back to the hood, shot a video for the hood one time, just let everybody know I ain't forget where I came from. You know what I mean? It's called Resilience. So it's kind of like an intro to the EP that I'm going to be dropping soon.
Okay.
But before I drop the EP, I got about 5 singles that I want to drop
That's what's up. You got a name for the EP?
It's called Resilient.
Okay. You got a release date?
No, not right now. All the songs are getting mixed and mastered and everything like that by L. Brown. So, you know, I'm kind of on his timeline right now. So whenever he finishes all of that, we can get it all uploaded and release that. But I'm thinking, you know, early January.
That's what's up. Early January. Hey, book that in your calendar. That new Omar EP finna hit stores, shake shit up. You feel me? Big up to the whole 219.
Most definitely. The outfit got a project in the works right now, too. We just came back from L.A. We recorded a video. Me, Al Coleone, and Untouchable One. We recorded a video. It's called Lead the Wave. And we had Nick Brzezinski film the video for us. We recorded 5 videos out there, but right now that's the only one I can let y'all know about. You know what I'm saying?
So, we got
a lot of work in the mix right now.
That's what's up, G. Hey, shout out to the whole outfit, man. Hey, y'all niggas definitely getting it in. Shout out to the big Coleone. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, real shit, G. So, look, hey, you've been doing this music for a minute. What's some of your inspirations?
Oh, man. I mean, I have a lot of inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the artists that I listened to growing up, you know what I'm saying, of course, was Pac, Bone, Twista, Do or Die, Crucial Conflict, you know, Spice One. You know, a lot of artists like that, you know, I listened to growing up, that was an influence on, you know, my music, me wanting to do music and express myself like that, you know. And after going through all the trials and tribulations I went through in my life, of course, I got a different meaning and a new reason to make music now, because I overcame a lot of trials and tribulations and obstacles and hurdles, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of the direction of what my music is going in right now, you know, is a lot of positive. A lot of overcoming, a lot of resilience, you know what I mean? Just coming back alive, you know, after certain situations that would have left normal average person dead. So,
I'm already knowing, man. Once again, hey, bro, hey, I swear to God, bro, like, I didn't travel the States, you know what I'm saying? I left the country and do what the band. Bro, Indiana music, bro, the music scene in Indiana, bro, is so underrated, bro. Y'all got so many talented people, bro. I swear to God,
definitely,
bro.
Definitely slept on. Yeah, that's love. That's love. Appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things right now that I like about it is that we got proof that music is good music. Good artists is coming up out of this area through Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's just now touching the scene, like, with a lot of major artists and shit like that, man. But, you know, he's been out here grinding for a long time, too. You know what I mean? So it is artists that come up out of here. I mean, the greatest pop star of all time came up out of this area, Michael Jackson. You feel me? So,
you know,
we definitely slept on right now, though. You know what I mean? And it's cool, but that gives me more of a reason to just grind harder and go harder.
Real talk. Hey, real talk, and that list go on and on, though. Babyface is from Indiana.
Back.
You feel me? Janet Jackson joint, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like real talk. Hey, the list go on and on, G. Indiana's so dope, bro. Real talk, from the way y'all live. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what city remind me of Hammond, bro? I swear to God, bro. Twin fucking city, bro. Is Louisville, Kentucky remind me of Hammond, Indiana.
No doubt. I just came back from Louisville last week. Dude. I went to my brother's funeral. Rest in peace, Milk Dud, man. Hey. I went to his funeral, you know, went to go pay my respects to him and his family out there, you know what I'm saying? And I peeped Louisville for the first time, and I'm looking, I'm like, yo, it's really hood out here.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know, I took a couple left turns, you know what I'm saying, and went through the hood out there. Just to peep it, you know what I'm saying? And it definitely looked like Hammond, looked like Gary, looked like EC out there. I'm like, yo, it's dope, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I met up with a motorcycle club called No Haters, you know what I'm saying? And they definitely showed a lot of love, man. It was my brother's, you know, second family out there. And they showed a lot of love, man. It's a dope spot. I like it.
Real talk. Hey, man, bro. That what's it called? Louisville be getting it in. It's some hood spots out there. You know what I'm saying? They legendary for Muhammad Ali. You know what I'm saying? From out there, the whole KFC headquarters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I peeped it when I drove in. You know what I'm saying? Coming from Indiana, going into Louisville, them bridges out there are nice, man. It's like five or six of them stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
They, I swear to God, gee. Hey, the music scene dope too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll definitely fuck with the underground artists from out there. What's coming from out there? Nappy Roots.
Okay. That explains a lot. They got a lot of culture out there in Louisville, man.
Yeah.
I stayed at the hotel called The Brown, man. The Brown had a lot of culture inside that hotel, man. It was nice.
Yeah, hell yeah, G. Man, bro, that's what's up, G. It's definitely an honor for you to be on my show, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me, man. You know, I've been following you for a little while now, man. You know, but how you write, you know, you're an author, you write books, you know what I'm saying? You do music. You got a lot popping off, you know what I'm saying? And you're definitely an individual that I would like to stay connected with because there's things that I want to do that you may know, and you might be able to help guide me through that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all mutual love and respect here, man.
Yeah, likewise, shit, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nothing but a text or phone call away, bro. You know what I'm talking about? It's whatever.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, I got a lot of things in the work. You know, not just music. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, like, talk about the tattoo shop, boss. Fuck that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, your ink game is nasty, bro.
It's crazy. I appreciate you, man. And the thing was, man, I had a career. You know, I was making over 100K a year as an insulator in the construction field.
Mm.
You know, and every day that I went to work, man, it was tough. You know, you working in the cold elements, the high elements, you going inside places that, you know, are real dangerous, steel mills and stuff like that, man. And, you know, I just punching somebody's clock was not sitting right with my spirit. You know what I mean? So I told myself, you know what I mean? My brain is stronger than my back. And I had to take that jump of faith and know that I could rely on my natural talents that I have. So I quit my career and I transitioned into opening up my own tattoo shop. It's called Mob Ink. You know, if anybody on Facebook or anything like that, they could look it up. It's called Mob Ink. And, you know, you can see all of the work that I've done, you know, book appointments or whatever, you know. So, you know, on top of that, you know, I just got inspired by my wife. Because my wife has a nutrition shop we own over here in Indiana, Griffith, Indiana.
Hey,
and it's called
Treasure
Island Nutrition. You know, she serves like meal replacement shakes and teas and vitamins and supplements, everything that you could think of, you know, to get healthy. You know what I mean? So, you know, just being inspired by her running that, I was like, man, I could do my own too. So, you know, the whole family full of bosses. We are our own bosses now. I ain't punching nobody clock for mine. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, I'm still following my dream because my tattoo shop is set up in a studio. A recording studio. So when I'm not tattooing, I'm recording, making this music. You know what I mean? Because I definitely feel I have a message that the masses need to hear. There's a lot of music going on out there, you know, that's kind of like stuck in a cycle. And with the music that I'm putting out right now, I just want to show that anybody can overcome any obstacle. Because if I can make it and I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I was up against that all odds at one time. You know, I was chasing 420 years. You feel me? So I just got done doing 10 and a half years straight in prison, incarcerated. You know, so before that, I did 2.5 years incarcerated in prison in Arkansas. You know, so I went through these obstacles. I went through these things, and I overcame them. I got home. I did the right thing. I'm a father first. You know what I mean? So I'm being a great father first, and then I'm a husband. You know, I'm all of these things, but at the same time, I'm an artist, and I want to get this message out to people. So I've been working. I've been in this studio, you know, expressing myself and trying to make this music that could connect, you know, to certain audiences, even if it only reaches one person and help it, you know, one person and help change their mind about one thing. My job is done. I'm cool with that.
That's
you know
facts.
What I'm saying? But in the meantime, you know, we making bangers though. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait till this COVID is done and everything like that, so we can start these shows popping off again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already knowing, G. I'm already knowing. So, hey, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you seeing where hip-hop once was when you first started until now, like, how do you feel like how do you feel like the stage of hip-hop and where it's at? Like, how do you feel about it?
Ah, man, you know what? It's in a way, it's disappointing, you know, to me, because people are now using auto-tune so much, you know, out of this area. And it seems like everybody sounds the same. They use the same cadence. They're using the same trap beat. They're using the same elements to make these songs. And don't get me wrong. Some of the songs are good. They're melodic. They're catchy. You know, they say different things inside. But with the same cadence and with auto-tune, their voices sound the same. And it all sounds the same. You know, so I started music in 1997. So this is when you didn't need melodies on a chorus or, you know, in a song for your song to pop. You know, people focused on lyricism, delivery, and cadences, you know, that was different. And these things, that's what caught my heart to this music. And I know that feeling is still out there for hip-hop. You know, this younger generation is definitely in a different direction than what we were back then. But now it's different. In a sense, to where we could bring it back. You know what I mean? Not necessarily that it left or went anywhere, but in the mainstream, they're pushing certain projects and certain music, you know, so they can further a certain agenda. That's why we independent at Capital O Entertainment, you know, with the outfit, we independent, so we don't have to worry about anybody, you know, showing favoritism or pushing a certain agenda with our music. We can push our own. We're going to come from the bottom and, you know, make it that way. Feel me? So, you know, it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's just giving me more of a drive to keep doing what I'm doing and keep, you know, trying hard, striving to get this message out.
Hey, that's real. I was speaking of, like, the whole outfit, the Capital O Entertainment, like, how did you link up with them? How did that all come about?
Man, I've known these brothers since I was a little kid, man. Since I first grade, I known JP, you know, Mijo the Wolf. I've known him since first grade. You know, he used to kick it on the block with my brothers when they be out in the hood all the time. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's things that I say in some of my songs, like in Resilience. You know what I'm saying? I paint a picture of that. You know what I mean? But I've known him since the first grade. You know, I got up with my brother Black probably around sixth grade. You know what I'm saying? We really started hanging out together all the time. You know what I mean? And, you know, I ended up moving in with him at a young age because I had, you know, it was a trying situation in my household, you know, for lack of better words, to make a long story short. It was situation in my household, you know. So I moved in with my brother Black and his grandmother, Grandma Sylvia, rest in peace. You know, when I moved in with him, we was always together, man. You know, we would just sit back, you know what I mean, blow tree and freestyle. You know, when JP came along and heard us freestyling one day, it was like, yo, y'all got talent, man. What's up? Let's do this. Let's make it happen. So JP had all the pieces of the puzzle, you know what I'm saying, to put into place, and he made it happen for us, you know what I'm saying? So we went in, you know, to record an EP, and then we recorded an album, you know what I mean? And, you know, going through that music, we met up with Chill, we met up with Al Coleon, and we formed our group called The Outfit, you know what I'm saying? Because out here in Chicago, you know, the mob was The Outfit, you know, we was our own outfit. So, you know, we did it like that, and we still going strong. We still going strong after all these years, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, we ain't going to let that passion or that talent just die down. We're going to keep doing our thing. You know what I mean?
That's real, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? To even still be together, even after all those years, that's real. That's loyalty for real at its best.
It's love, man. These are my brothers, man. I love these brothers like my mother had them. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing that can come in between that. You know, when you have that mutual respect and that love with each other like that, and you a family, and it doesn't necessarily have to be blood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a beautiful thing, man. These brothers are good people. They have good hearts. They're all fathers first. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you a father first, you carry yourself accordingly. You feel me? So, you know, like, man, just having that, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful thing, man. I wouldn't change nothing in my life, because these brothers are what helped make my life complete. You know what I mean? And doing music with them, being able to express ourselves and be on the same page, at the same wavelength, you know, at the same time, with our spirits connecting. Like, bro, this music that we are about to drop, it's something crazy. It's something that, you know, it's a universal sound. You ain't gonna be able to tell we're from a specific area. It's a universal sound. And the things that we talk about is universal as well. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, bro. Like, I'm excited, bro, just sitting here talking about this. I'm parked out front of the studio right now, you know, as we speak. And I might just go in there and drop something, you know what I'm saying, just because of this show.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Shout out, man. Hey, y'all getting me amped up, man. Damn, G. Hey, real
man,
talk.
I can't wait to get you in the studio, bro. I already heard your bars. I'm ready.
Man, G.
You gotta get back into this music, man.
Oh yeah, what's it called? You know what I'm saying? Me musically, like, you know what I'm saying? I I'm working, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I released my EP in June, you know what I'm saying? Called Inspired, you know what I'm saying? Because after I released my first one, like, I thought, like, all right, I can't get no better. Woo out the bam. And then it's like, I just started traveling more, leaving the country, and it's like, I just started getting inspired, you feel me? Right now, I'm working on this new EP I got called Motivated, you know what I'm saying? And it's just me just being motivated, you feel me? It's me featuring me. It's, you know what I'm saying? My rap name, Unique the Kid, and it features Christopher Smith. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. And do you see the similarities here that I was just speaking of with myself? You know, inspired, motivated, resilient.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Back alive, bro. Like, these things, look at these, how they coincide with each other, man. Look at the similarities between this. So we definitely on the same wavelength. We definitely on the same path,
facts,
bro.
Facts, bro. Facts. Because you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, You know what I'm saying? Like music is cool with me. You know what I'm saying? I do it because, you know what I'm saying, like, I just grew up around it. I grew up around heavy people, heavy plugs. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, my heart is more into the, like, the writing books, the magazine, the staying behind the scene type shit. You feel me? So, like, that's why I always try to find an artist or whatnot to be in that spotlight. You feel me? But that's harder than a motherfucker, bro.
Most definitely. That's dope, bro. You one of the hardest working people I know. You stay busy. You stay doing something. And that right there in itself is motivation. Because I see you doing it. And I know I can do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about time management. Feel me?
Hell yeah.
You gotta put your priorities in check.
Real talk, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if I could do it, bro, like, I was in the same boat, the same as you. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Back against the wall. Like, the wall. You feel me? The wall behind the wall. You feel me?
Facts. Yeah. I know I've been there. I've been in the trenches. And that right there can either make you worse or make you better. And when you have a strong spirit and you have your ancestors protecting you, of course you're going to go in the right direction and have it make you better. You feel me?
Hey, that's facts, bro. Like, man, I could sit down for days, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just, like, the interview before you, my partner from Detroit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always been love, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to be able to do, you know what I'm saying? Just to get up and do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no whole, like, oh, let me go woo out the bam. No middleman, no nothing. It's just me to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really dope. Hey, one big up. I'm not sure if you knew, but I got my books and stuff in the Hammond Library.
Oh, most definitely. That's dope. That's dope. You know, I got a 17-year-old and I got a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And they love reading. These kids are doing great in school. Straight A. You know what I'm saying? Playing sports.
Hey.
At the same time, working a job. You feel me? These kids need to be inspired by something like that. So I'm gonna definitely put them onto your books, man.
Hey, good look. Hey, I just ordered a shipment. And I also, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you knew, but my little girl, she wrote a book. So, like, you know what I'm saying? She was 6 years old in first grade when she did it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, like, we was watching a movie together. You know what I'm saying? I fell asleep on her. She woke me up, was like, look, Daddy, I wrote a book just like you. And you know what I'm saying? I instantly get on that Joe Jackson shit. Had to type it up and everything. So it was like, her I let her, you know what I'm saying? I had her do a book signing at her school for her teachers and principals. And, like, they had let her read her book for show and tell and shit.
That's love, man.
Yeah.
That's love. Look how you inspired her. Look how you are writing on that blank canvas, making, you know, a person into a beautiful human being. You feel me? So, like, these are the inspiring things in my message, in my music, man. How I inspire my kids. How I inspire a younger generation. At the same time, inspiring my peers that are around me. Helping motivate them to get to the next level.
Hey, you definitely motivating me. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, big up to you yourself, bro. You should definitely pat yourself on the back, G. You definitely motivating me, G. Real shit. Real shit, G. Hey, all y'all, shout out to everybody at the outfit. You know what I'm saying? The Capital O Entertainment, bro. Yeah. Y'all niggas moving the movement. And what's crazy, bro, what makes y'all even more special is that y'all stand with, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still standing even after all these years. Like, so many people, I'm pretty sure y'all done seen so many people come, fall, break, retire. You know what I'm talking about? And y'all still going hard. Y'all still the test of time.
That's love, man. When you have a passion for certain things, man, you can't let it go. And I had a conversation one time when I had first got locked up. I called home and I had a conversation with somebody, man, and he was like, yo, you wasting your talent. What are you doing right now? You know what I mean? Because I was running crazy in the streets at one point in time, you know, really living the life that I rap. You feel me? Like, and he spoke some words to me that resonated with me through my whole incarceration. And they still resonate with me to this day. Every single day I wake up and know that I'm not gonna waste this talent. I'm not gonna waste these God-given gifts that were given to me. You
real
know, I'm gonna keep pursuing it until the day I die because it's my passion. It's what I love to do. It's what makes me happy. You feel me? You gotta do things that make you happy every single day because life is short and you never know what you're gonna encounter. You know, there's a process to life and death is a part of it. And if I meet my death before I live to my fullest potential in my life, at least people can know and see that I was following my passions and my dreams and know that I wasn't wasting my talent. Feel me? So, like, that's one of the things that I've always told myself. I'm not going to have any regrets when it's time for me to go. Even if it's me knowing, like not knowing when my time is to go, I don't have no regrets right now. You know, and I'm not living with the regret. And that right there opens up a certain pathway in your mind and your heart and your spirit to continue to be great. You know, and it's not, it ain't going to stop. It ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna do this music until my voice don't work no more. You know what I mean? Even if I'm 80 years old, I'm gonna still try to find a way to have my hands in some music because it's what makes my spirit, you know, strong.
That's dope, G. Hey, speaking new words though, bro. Like people that's tuning in, they definitely feel that vibe, G. On some real shit,
it's
bro.
It's universal, man. It's a universal feeling. And people need to be inspired with hope right now. You know, a lot of the music right now, they're just selling fear. They're selling trauma. You know, they're selling drama. You know, like, but there's people out there that need to be inspired with hope and happiness, with resilience and inspiration, you know, motivation. People need this. And it's somebody like me that has the gift and the talent to do it, and I'm going to do it for them. You know, even if it's 2 bars out of a whole 28-bar verse, you know what I mean? At least 2 bars touched them, you feel me? And, you know, I've been blessed with the opportunity, man, to come across my brother named Rob Ville. He got a show, you know, he got a whole situation, a whole network called Villain Radio. And
hey,
his brother, you know, is introducing me to more and more people, you know what I mean? And through those connections, I ended up doing a song with Stove God Cook. You feel me? And, you know, he was once signed to Busta Rhymes' conglomerate label. And the dude, he's one of the coldest out there in the game right now. You know, Busta himself said on social media that dude has one of the top 3 albums this whole year. called Reasonable Drop. Shout out to Soul God, because the brother blessed me, you know, with doing some music with me, because he's seen the talent. He's seen, you know, the potential I have, and was like, yo, we got to do some music together. So we did some music together, and the shit came out hot. Yo, I probably produced one of my best verses of all time, knowing that I had this talent level to go up against, you know, competitively, hip-hop competitively, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, make it sound like it gelled and it worked together, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, like, it's dope how I'm coming across certain people in life with connections, you know what I mean? Like, I got one of the best engineers out right now. His name's Ill Brown, you know what I mean? Like, I've been introduced to a lot of good people in this music, man, and I'm going to take it there.
Shout out to everybody, man. Real talk, bro. Like, it be the ones you least expected, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you walk down the street, you get inspired. You know what I'm saying? It'd be some of the most things you least expect to really pop you off or really trigger something to, you know what I'm saying, take everything to the next level as well. You feel me? Like, yeah. Real talk, bro. You definitely on your shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everything, man, you got going on.
Love, I appreciate that, man. Like, I definitely feel a heavy presence in my life right now. That something is, like, you know, spiritual presence. Like, something that I cannot even explain, because it's far from human. And it's a presence in my life, yo. Like, I'm tapped in. And there's something guiding me in this direction. And I feel unstoppable right now. Every single day. And this is the longest I've ever felt this presence in my life at one point in time. And I'm, you know, I pray that it don't go away. I pray that I stay tapped into this presence. Because this is helping me produce some of the greatest things in my life. I went from punching somebody's clock, working every single day, to being a business owner. You know, with two businesses. Three businesses. That now that I think about it, because Capital Entertainment is our record label. It's our own. You know what I'm saying? So we have businesses out here that we own, and we are, you know, pushing our own agenda. That's the way we want to do it without anybody else trying to control us. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's all love, man. You let me come, you know, on this interview, man, and tell you about these things, man, so we can get the message out just a little bit more, a whole lot more, because I see a lot of people are tuning into your show. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, that's love, man. I really appreciate that, man. Humbly, respectfully, gracefully, I appreciate that. Straight up.
Man, good looking, G. I definitely appreciate it. Hey, shout out to Rob Villain. Shout out to Young Indiana, you know what I'm saying? The Nerd Mix he got going on that's popping off out there, you know what I'm saying? There's other podcasts out there, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their things too, G. But, you know what I'm saying, Smith Express, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like it.
We got brothers out here working, man. We working out here, and we all come together, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like, oh, that show is different, we not gonna mess with that or anything like that, bro. It's a lot of different things, man. Like, Nerd Mix Gaming, my brother Indy, He has his hands in so many different things, man. Such a vast palette of work that he does. You know what I mean? We all come together, man, to push this area. You know, because there is a lot of talent out here, and when we come together like that, we're stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
Man, shout out to G Scott, bro. G Scott, man. I did some work with him and some music with him. Man, the brother is one of the most talented people that I've ever came across in my life. And I've opened up for, like, Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man, Red Man, Twista, Do or Die, Crucial Conflict, Cam'ron. I've opened up for a lot of acts. I've came across a lot of talent. This brother right here is one of the most talented individuals I've ever seen in my life. And he's working together with all of us out here as well. You know what I mean? And, man, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful situation, man. Even sitting here talking about it, man, I'm being inspired, you know, just to continue going, man. It's just giving me strength. You know, I'm feeding off this energy. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, bro. Hey, I love the energy that you bring it today, bro. Real shit. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, bro, just think, bro, there's no such thing as a dumb idea. You feel me? A lot of people be scared to make their next move because of what others might think. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their moment, their time. You know what I'm saying? You never know when it's going to be your time to shine. You feel me?
That's what. You know, a constant, steady drip of water could put a hole in a rock.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? You just said right now, everybody got their time. You know what I mean? If you constantly just releasing and being consistent and doing your thing musically in every other category that you could think of, that drop of water is going to continue to go, and it's going to put a hole in a rock. Feel me? And we trying to put this hole in the rock out here, man, and put us on out here in the 219, Northwest Indiana, Chicago area. You know, this area out here is very industrial. So musically, it's a tough situation because the culture musically out here isn't very accepting. Everybody has this mob mentality to where, you know, they got to play tough, they got to be tough, they got to stand strong because it's a dog-eat-dog world out here, being that it's so industrial with all these steel mills and refineries and stuff like that. You know, it's not an entertainment place. You know, but we can come together out here and continue to create because there is some creative souls out here. There's a lot of creative spirit out here. And we come together collectively, you know what I mean, and push that agenda. We're going to end up in another place somewhere. You know what I mean? Networking, going somewhere else, you know, going to Cali, going to New York, going to Florida, going to Texas, anywhere around here where the music cultures are a lot more receptive. And you know what I mean? Like, that's all you got to do. You just got to move around. You know, you can't just push yourself locally forever. You know, you got to try the waters. You got to test the waters. You got to invest in yourself. Hey, you know, that's what we on.
Hey, that's real talk. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, I had got into a little trouble. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? When I was in a little sit down joint, you know what I'm saying? Nothing major though. You know what I'm saying? One of the big homies straight up told me, was like, he told me straight up, never let grass grow under your feet. You got to keep it moving. And that hit me so hard. You feel me?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's real, G. Hey, once again, man, shout out to all y'all for grinding, bro. And y'all definitely setting the tempo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely setting the flow. You know what I'm saying? The bar for those that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? On how the game should be ran. You know what I'm saying? Because, trust me, people definitely watching, you know what I'm saying? Whether they acknowledge y'all or not, you know what I'm saying? Just keep going. Trust me. Motherfuckers see y'all working and moving. Y'all loud as fuck. Y'all definitely making noise out here.
That's love, man. That's love. Yeah, do me a favor, man, and plug, you know what I mean? Shout out how people can get in tune with the Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause there's going to be a lot of people listening.
Yeah.
You know, they're
going to want to
know. They
want to
spread the word.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's called Smith Express, you know what I'm saying? iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? Apple Podcast, you know what I'm saying? I just finished the paperwork with Pandora. We should be on Pandora in about 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? We just moving heavy.
That's a big move. That's a big move right there.
Good looking.
That's big moves right there. You know what I'm saying? So Smith Express. Most definitely tune in, tap in, because you know, brother, I seen you coming across a lot of people, man, even overseas.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like every week. Good luck. Every week is a different country. Like I just did Nigeria. Shout out to Nigeria. I just did South Africa. I got Dubai coming up. A week in I'm doing a week in Mexico. I did doing a week in Pakistan. So you know what I'm saying? It's artists everywhere though, bro. That's just been really tuning in and rocking with me.
Love. And for every one of those listeners and viewers, Capital O Entertainment on YouTube is where we have a lot of our music and our videos.
Look up Alpha Beyond
on YouTube. We have a lot of music and videos on there as well. If you look up Outfit, OUTFITT, on any major streaming platform, you will come across our music. You know what I mean? If anybody that want to, you know, get in contact with me through Mob Inc., look up Mob Inc. on Facebook. Also, Outfit. OUTFIT underscore OMOB on Instagram. I'm OMOB Fade on Facebook. You know, so we have a lot of different outlets that people can get in tune with us, you know, and I just want everybody to see this, man. My brother Untouchable One is working hard building his own studio from the ground up. He got a lot of moves with Outfit TV. You know, he's doing a lot of filming and interviews and concerts and shows, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get the younger generation out there more. You know, we want to get people heard. We want to bring this shit to light. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let them know. Plug me. I'm down to do an interview, everything, boss. You know what I'm saying? Just as well, to return the favor. Anything y'all need from me, let me know.
Definitely. We got several podcasts here that's running out of Villain Radio. You know, it's the studio that we have.
Hey, I want in on all.
Different podcasts.
I want all, bro. I definitely want to stop through all, you know what I'm saying? Show love and support. what's it called? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working on a magazine. It's the same name as my show. You know what I'm saying? If you ever need a page, if y'all niggas need a page, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah, lock me in there. We need that. You know what I'm saying? Anything we can get. Anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. You know, especially it being you. Because I already know your work ethic, your grind. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely love, man. I appreciate that. And whatever it is that we can network and do and help each other out, I'm with it because that's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and what's so crazy, bro, like I said, Indiana, bro, like, when I look at Indiana talent, bro, it's a pot that I just know is going to overflow one day. And when it overflow and you know what I'm saying, y'all get heard around the world, bro, y'all definitely going to change. Our movement so strong, bro, is definitely going to shift the hip-hop industry, you feel me? The whole music industry, you feel me? Yeah. Real talk, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just all y'all in Indiana, y'all feel like, you know what I'm saying, y'all hit a brick wall, don't give up, keep going. You feel me? Real talk.
Yeah.
Cause like, hey, it's a lot of legendary people in Indiana, bro. I swear to God, bro, if they only knew. Mike Epps from Indiana, you feel me?
Yeah, most definitely, man. It's a lot of talent that comes out of here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is just a little bit more. This is the tip of the iceberg. You know, we about to put a hole in that rock with that drip of water. You feel me? So,
hey,
you
know, I'm already
know. Keep driving, keep going, man. Keep inspiring, man. Keep the music positive. You know, at the same time, let them know where we from, because it ain't nothing easy out here. You know what I mean? And we just going to keep grinding, keep working.
Hell yeah. So, like, you know what I'm saying? So, what exactly, you know what I'm saying, you got going on next? You know what I'm saying? You got the, you know what I'm saying? You got your businesses, the mobbing, the music. You know what I'm saying? Anything else popping off special? You know what I'm saying? Any release dates or anything extra that you might want to shout out?
Most definitely. You know what? That's something that, you know, that I've been having. I have a goal of mine right now that in about a year,
okay,
I want to move to L.A. I want to get some real estate in L.A. I'm going to move to L.A. and I'm going to further my agenda out there in that area. You know what I mean? The L.A., San Diego, Huntington Beach, Redondo Beach, Hollywood area. And I'm going to further my agenda out there, you know, because you got to branch out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be making that move, opening up a tattoo shop, opening up another nutrition shop out there in that area. You know, we gonna open up a studio out there in that area, you know. So, and then after that, we just going to keep expanding and going further. You know what I mean? Looking for new talent as well. You know, anybody that's, you know, with their back against the wall and it's hard for them, you know, to get anybody to hear them, you know, because they don't really have the means to make an end with, you know, doing this music stuff. You definitely got to invest in yourself. It takes money to make money, you know. So
that's
in order
facts.
You know, to put myself in that position to be able to help, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to make it happen. And, you know, I'm going to be doing that, you know what I mean? And we have a lot of different albums that's going to be coming out. Untouchable One is working on a new album himself. T-Maze, we got a brother named T-Maze in the outfit, man. He's so cold, so talented, man. Lo-G, you know, we have a lot of artists that's working under the Capital O Entertainment umbrella. That we got a lot of projects coming out, you know, and we hitting them from all angles, all flavors.
That's how you gotta do it.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
I'm already knowing, boss, and I can smell what y'all cooking, man. Y'all definitely reeking out the kitchen, man. Keep cooking, my G.
Love, you already know. I appreciate it.
Real talk, though, boss. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you up. You feel me? I already know you finna pop off, got music, you finna lay down some tracks, and you know what I'm saying? Handle your business, get your day started. It's an honor for you to, you know what I'm saying? It's an honor for you.
You, brother. I appreciate you, man. I look forward, man. Hit me up, y'all, whenever you get the chance. Send me the info on how to contact, you know what I'm saying, on how to get a hold of them books and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And, I got to put my kids on to that, man. I want them to see that it's possible as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's coming? Like, I just ordered a shipment because, you know what I'm saying, I got a Walmart book signing in like in a week and a half. What's it called? I'm gonna put some books aside just for you. You know what I'm saying? But I started the book, you know what I'm saying? The Smith Report book report where, you know what I'm saying? I pay people, you know what I'm saying? Kids, if you know what I'm saying? To do a book report on my book. So, you know what I'm saying? Just to get them, you know what I'm saying? I want to make reading books back important.
Most definitely. Some of the best moments of clarity I've ever had has come from reading. So, yeah. It's important. It's beautiful.
Good looking, G. We definitely gonna get it popping, boss. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor, my G.
Love, bro. I appreciate you, man. Much love. Smith Express Show, the best show out right now. It's going down.
Good looking, boss. I'm gonna holler at you. I'm finna shoot you a text message right when we get off, bro. All right,
100, bro.
All right, bet, boss. Yo, shout out to the big homie Old Mob, everybody at the outfit, you know what I'm saying? Capital O Entertainment, definitely doing their thing, you feel me? Dope interview. Old Mob got a lot of stuff going on, from the music to the tattooing to the nutrition shop, you know what I'm saying? Definitely hit them up, you know what I'm saying? If you need tattoos, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to get healthy, hey, that man working, all in one, you know what I'm saying? That whole team out there grinding, bro. They onto something, man. For real, for real. But there you have it, though. Smith, you know what I'm saying? Here live on the Smith Express Show. Shit, we out. Yeah.